political agitation at schools, and vulnerable kids. From working for a decade in a public high school, I can say with certainty and knowledge that many students do not like divisive political events and discussions on hot-button issues at school. Many teens are struggling with all sorts of issues. Their families experience financial struggles, health issues, deaths, divorce, and dysfunction. They have interpersonal issues with peers. They struggle with grades and worry about what comes after high school. They're exhausted from athletics, academics, part-time jobs, and sleep deprivation. Some struggle with eating disorders, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, and other psychological disorders. They now worry about safety at school. They want to know that adults, parents, school staff, and law enforcement are protecting them. Many of these kids do not want to confront controversial issues like gun control debates at school. These often emotionally vulnerable kids have peers, some acquaintances, some friends, who hold very different views on controversial issues. And for the sake of friendship, these kids seek to avoid discussions and other kinds of events that bring to the fore issues that may affect their relationships. For these kids, political events like the National School Walkout and upcoming Day of Silence only make school more stressful. What do adults do when forced into contexts with people who hold very different political views, like at work or social gatherings? We stay away from the most controversial issues. And what do we do with teens who are struggling through adolescence, a period of developmental turmoil? We force them to be confronted with these very issues in places from which they cannot escape. A good education, even a stellar education, does not require discussions of the most controversial issues dividing the country, issues that inflame the passions of even mature adults. And prohibiting disruptive political agitation at school does not compromise either students' speech rights or the quality of education. Adults who permit, facilitate, or encourage divisive, inflammatory, emotionally charged events in schools demonstrate their ignorance, and from that ignorance emerges a lack of compassion. Let the kids who want to protest guns or promote homosexuality and biological sex rejection do it on their own time and not in the faces and compulsory spaces of all students.